This morning, we want to take our Bibles and open to the book of Hebrews again in the 11th chapter, Hebrews chapter 11. This morning, we are drawing to a close on our study of the theme of faith. And this morning, as we begin to consider these thoughts again, I want to take a few moments and review the things that we have already learned about faith. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had our study interrupted, the flow of our study interrupted, but I think that you will say with me that they have been good interruptions along the way. It's been a blessing. I hope your heart was blessed last week with Brother Herbster and his family here for the music conference. And I want to give the Lord the praise for a good week and a good study together. And I hope that your heart was fed and you were given much to consider and to decide for your own selves what ought to be within your own life, within the realm of music. I appreciate very much the way our brother laid forth the truths to us, and each one of us now is responsible to consider that truth and to apply it to our own heart and our own life. The concert was a blessing on Tuesday, and I want to give thanks to our choir, those in the chorale, and those who were part of the special music, for those who played the piano, because I know that concert was a blessing to my heart, to those who are here and visiting with us. If you missed any part of that conference, I want to remind you that it was each session was taped, that you can listen to it on download on our website. It is also video that you'd be able to watch any of those sessions, and I'd encourage you to do so. The video should be uploaded later this week. We have them downloaded to the site there at Vimeo, and then soon to be added to our own website at our church. And so we encourage, if you missed any of those sessions, to feel free to go to our website and to watch those sessions, and I know that your heart will be blessed from it, and I'm thankful for it. We want to get back now, though, to our study of the book of Hebrews, and we're going to be tonight, this morning, in Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 30 down through verse 40. I'm going to invite you to follow along as I read those verses, and then we're going to pray and ask the Lord's blessing. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30 says, "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in faith, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time again to come and study the Word of God, to study the theme of faith. Lord, we realize that without faith it is impossible to please our God. We are to walk by faith. We are to live by faith. And Father, I pray today that we would see the importance of a courageous faith. Lord, as you have commanded us to be strong and to be courageous. And Lord, I pray that you would help us in these days to be just that. That we would be a mighty army willing to go forth and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And to impact our community with the good news of the gospel. Well, thank you, Father, and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, Amen. As we begin this morning, let me just take a few moments and review some of that which we've already taken the time to study. So far in our study, we've considered together a concise definition of faith, and now we have taken time to give a clearer demonstration of that faith. Let me just remind you of that definition of faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we are told, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." We understand from that definition two things about faith. Number one, faith places confidence in the promises of God. One who possesses faith is one that is willing to take God at His word. He believes the promises of God and he gives substance to those things which are hoped for. I remind you that that word substance literally means to stand under. It has the idea of laying the foundation and from that foundation building upon the foundation our lives. By faith, we have substance. There's the foundation for what is hoped for. We take God at His word. We believe the promises of God. But second, we understand that faith lives with conviction in the proclamations of God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The idea of that term evidence means to put to the test. One who lives by faith puts the words of God to the test and all that God has proclaimed. And we live according to that word. We take the evidence of things that we don't see, but by faith we claim them. By faith we build our lives upon them because God's word says it is so. Faith doesn't live in probabilities. Well, God probably will do this or that. Faith lives with reality. We believe God. We take Him at His word. And because we live by faith, we are willing to risk all. Because we believe in God. We have faith in Him. The vast majority of our study has been in what I'll define as the clear demonstrations of faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we have what is commonly called Heaven's Hall of Heroes, the heroes of the faith, those who live their lives by faith. And the writer gives to us these clear examples, these demonstrations of faith. We have learned that true faith will worship God aright, as did Abel. It walks with God anew like Enoch. Like Noah, it will work for God. Even though others would say, that seems to be so foolish to build a boat. What is rain, Noah? But by faith, Noah believed God and he built an ark and he saved his life and the souls of his family. Faith, true faith, waits upon the Lord as Abraham and Sarah would wait upon him for the blessing of the promise. But that true faith that waited upon the Lord is also willing to sacrifice all for the Lord. Because true faith understands that there is no greater treasure than the relationship with God Himself. So Abraham was willing to take Isaac, his son, his only son whom he loved, and lay him upon the altar. True faith is a witness of the Lord and His goodness to us, as we saw in the life of Isaac and of Jacob and of Joseph. And 2 weeks ago, we concluded that faith willfully decides to follow the Lord, as did Moses. Willing to follow the Lord at all costs. By faith, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He willfully decided. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of will. By faith, we will follow the Lord. All of these examples are given to us that we might follow in them, that we might walk by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. With those examples in mind, the writer now moves on and he gives a transition to the truth that we want to consider this morning, and that is this: the courageous determination of faith. The courageous determination of faith. Beginning in verse 30 down through verse 40, we learn that faith is courageous, and by faith we are able to conquer all for the Lord. By faith, we can be on the winning side. We can know a faith that wins. We can follow the Lord Jesus Christ and we can be on the victor's side. There is victory in Jesus Christ. And by faith, we can know that victory. By faith, we can courageously go forward for the Lord. Even in the midst of trial and even in the midst of great struggle, by faith, we can move on for the Lord. We can fulfill that which He has for us. Throughout the pages of the Holy Scripture, there have been examples of those who by faith conquered, who by faith were on the victor's side. Each one faced significant tests and significant trial, yet each one lived by faith. When we're willing to, by faith, be courageous and go forward for the Lord, we are willing to, by faith, risk all for the Lord. Again, takes God at His word. Faith takes God at His word and courageously goes forth in the service of the Lord. We do that because we have a right view of God, because we know God and who He is, and we fully trust in Him. A man of faith is a man who is of great courage. Sometimes we look at it the other way, and I think improperly. Sometimes we consider that we'll have great faith when we have great courage first. But courage is the result of our faith. When we have faith in God, true faith, we will be able to courageously go forward for the Lord. By faith, we can have the courage to conquer, the courage to win, the courage to be victors for the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful blessing it is to know that Jesus Christ has given us the victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he says in verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in Him. There is victory to those who by faith claim it. And we can have that courage to conquer. Faith produces that courage, and we need to have that faith. There are three things this morning I want you to see with me about this courageous faith. In verse 30 down through verse 34, I want you to see, first of all, that faith conquers in struggle. A courageous faith, a faith that is courageously determined to go forward for the God, is a faith that conquers in struggle. We're given the admonition in these verses by way of example of a faith that will conquer in the midst of the struggles of life. You know, it should be no surprise to you and me that those who want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ will find struggle, will find trial, will find test and difficulty. Paul would write and say that all that live godly will suffer persecution. Those who seek to live for God are going to find opposition. There is one, our enemy, the devil, who does not want us to live a life of faith. Because he understands that those who have faith are those who are courageous and will do valiant things for the Lord. And he understands that when we get that courage and we as a church move forward for the Lord Jesus Christ, that the church as a mighty army will not be prevented by the gates of hell. All the forces of evil cannot stop the church of Jesus Christ that walks and lives by faith and courage for the Lord. As much as the devil tried to persecute and thwart the church in the very beginning of the church age, it prospered and it grew. The more he persecuted, the more it's grown. And throughout church history, you'll find that to be true. Every place that he has persecuted, the church has grown. Because men by faith stand and courageously serve their God. Faith conquers in time of struggle. I'm amazed today at how many people I hear talking about discouragement. It seems to almost be sweeping through the ranks of Christianity. And in many ways it seems to be affecting, more importantly, the leaders of the army of God, the pastors and other church leaders. I hear much of that theme of discouragement. There's a need today for us to determine within our own heart to walk courageously by faith when troubles come. Because if we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, trouble will come. If we're faithful unto Him, there's going to be trial. There's going to be tests and there's going to be persecution. That should be no surprise to us. But true faith, a courageous faith, will conquer in those times of struggle. By the way, it's not hard to walk by faith when things are going well. It's not hard to walk by faith when we have friends supporting us and everyone seems to be on our side. But it is hard when the road seems rough and everyone seems to have deserted us. But it's there that we are to walk by faith. And the writer of Hebrews gives to us some examples of those who by faith conquered in the midst of struggle. Look at verse 30 and consider Joshua at Jericho. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, Joshua led the people of God into the promised land, and he began the arduous task of dividing that land for an inheritance. God had promised to give them that land. God had promised to go before them, that he would go before them and conquer the land for them. Now the first test comes for this new leader, Joshua. And God comes to him and says, I want you to go and I want you to conquer Jericho. And you understand how he tells him to conquer. He doesn't tell them, take upon you certain weaponry. He says, I want you to conquer by walking in faith. For 7 days, they were to walk, the whole people, around the city of Jericho. And on the seventh day, they were to walk 7 times around that city and then blow the trumpets and shout. How would you like to be Joshua explaining to the people your battle plan for the first city you're going to conquer? Oh, and by the way, the walls of Jericho were massive. We understand that in those days, these city walls, these walls for protection, were large enough that you could ride 2 chariots side by side on the top without any fear of falling. And here are these people who have just come off 40 years of wandering, having watched people just die by the wayside. Now they have crossed the Jordan, they've entered the land, and Joshua says, we are going to conquer Jericho. How are we going to do that, Joshua? We're going to walk. I want you to put yourself in his shoes for a moment. Lord, you have promised that we can conquer this great city, and you want me to walk. By faith, I want you to walk around the city. And by faith, they walked. And by faith, the walls fell. And by faith, that city was conquered and delivered into their hands. Faith had the courage to conquer. Because they obeyed the voice of God, they were given the victory. Verse 31. speaks of Rahab. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. Rahab was able to conquer in the midst of struggle. You'll remember that before they would go into Jericho, Joshua sent in spies, and Rahab hid those spies. This was a time of struggle. There were those in authority that came to her looking for that spies, and she hid them because she believed on the Lord. And she received them in peace. She declared her belief in God as the true God. She then follows their instructions. And as all the city falls, the walls fall, her house remains. And she is safe. By faith, she conquered. The writer now goes on, beginning in verse 32. And he takes the time to almost express that it's impossible for him to lay out all the illustrations. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Verse 33, he wrought faith through subduing kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, and waxed valiant in faith, turned the flight of armies of the aliens. He gives illustration of this truth. There were many others who by faith were able to conquer in time of struggle. He shares with us certain men like Gideon, who was able to conquer the land of the Midianites with an army of 300. He reminds us of David, of Samuel the prophet, of Samson, and of the other prophets who by faith were able to conquer. And in all this, he praises them not for their positions or their titles, but for their walk of faith. Men like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are suggested. I see Daniel there, and we see that he stopped the mouths of lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who quenched the fire or the violence of fire. These men were willing to stand valiantly and courageously by their faith. They were willing to risk all for the Lord. And by faith, they were able to conquer in days of struggle because of the courage that they had, that was rooted in their faith. Can I make some application to you and I today? You and I need to learn to conquer in the midst of struggles. By faith, we need to stand courageously for the Lord. By faith, we have to take God at His word and believe Him for who He is, and trust in Him no matter the cost, willing to risk all for His name's sake. We need to learn to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, not leaning to our own understanding. A faith, a courageous faith, is a faith that conquers in the midst of struggle. But beginning in verse 35 down through verse 38, we see a second truth. Faith continues in suffering. Verse 35 says, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted. Tormented, they wandered in the deserts and in the mountains and in the dens and in caves of the earth. And we find the parentheses, of which the world was not worthy. Their faith allowed them to continue on in serving God, even in the midst of suffering. You know, God's ways are not always equal. At times, He gives us the opportunity to conquer. At times, He asks us to go through days of suffering. At times, we are not given the opportunity to escape, but in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the temptation, He provides for us the way that we can continue on. His grace is sufficient for our every need. And in these verses, the writer describes the various sufferings of those in the Old Testament who walked and lived by faith. These who are mentioned here are given the wondrous accolade that the world was not worthy of them. God was well pleased with their faith that willingly suffered for His sake. By faith, they endured afflictions as good soldiers. By faith, they received the grace of God that was sufficient to meet their every need. And in weakness, they were made strong. I want you to note with me the sufferings that are listed. The writer mentions torture. That word there in the Greek simply speaks of being stretched, as a drum is stretched and then beaten until death. The word is next found of mockings. That would imply the mental anguish that is heaped upon those that would serve the Lord. They would mock them. Scourging refers to the physical abuse that they would receive. They were imprisoned. They would face death. Some were stoned. Some were sawn asunder, as was Isaiah. They were slain with the sword. Others were rejected and forsaken. They wandered about. And the world had no place for them. You know, you and I may never experience these same things within our own lifetime. But the reality is, all of us who want to live for God will in some way suffer for His name. And as we face that time of persecution, that time of struggle, that time of suffering, will our faith allow us to continue on in serving Him? You know, there are many today, as soon as the trials and the troubles and the struggles come, they quit on God. They turn their back on Him. Their faith is not strong enough. They have no courage to go on and serve Him. They run. They begin to blame God. They begin to blame others. They allow bitterness to overtake their life. And God would have us by faith to continue strong, even in the midst of our suffering. God is pleased with that faith. The final thing revealed to us this morning is this, that this faith counted on salvation. Look at verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having promised some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. As the writer reflects upon the lives of these who had gone before, he is mindful that their faith counted on salvation. You'll be reminded of this truth. In the Old Testament, they looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. They looked with anticipation to one who would come, to one who would be the Savior. It's a little different for us. We have the opportunity to, by faith, look back on a historic event. We can see that Jesus Christ came. We can see that He died. We understand that He was buried. We understand that 3 days later He arose from the grave. God has given to us that wonderful news, the gospel, that we are able to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because we know He came, we know He died, we know He's buried, and we know He's raised again. He today is living for us. He today is at the right hand of the Father on high. He makes intercession for us. But these of old looked to that day when He was coming, and they died without the promise. But by faith, they counted God's salvation worthy. By faith, they placed their trust in Him. They had the courage to believe God. They died without the promise. If you and I were to die today, we die with the promise. We understand that we've been given the Holy Spirit of God, who is the earnest of salvation. There's no way for us to lose our salvation. Once we've received it, it is ours. And He will bring to us that resurrection of life. We have the promise. They died without that promise. But by faith, they counted God's salvation worthy. They were saved by their faith. And by faith in Him, we too can be saved. By faith in Him, we can walk in victory. And by faith, we can be on the victor's side. We have a concise definition. What is faith? We've seen clear demonstrations of that faith in the lives of Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, Sarah and Moses. And now the writer gives to us the admonition that we courageously determine to walk by faith. A faith that is willing to conquer in the midst of struggle. A faith that will continue in days of suffering. And a faith that counts on the salvation of God and counts God's word worthy and trusts in Him. Can I ask you this morning, what side are you walking on? Are you walking on the victor's side? Are we walking and living by faith? Are we courageously conquering and continuing faithful? Are you willing to take God at His word? Have you taken the word of God and trusted in Jesus Christ for your salvation? If you're not walking by faith today, all that is possible to be changed. God bids us to come and walk by faith. And that faith will give us the courage to do what God has called us to do. Whether you're here this morning and you're unsaved, then understand that if you will put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, He can give you the courage to fully put that faith in Him and accept that work and allow your eternity to rest fully in Him. If you are saved this morning, God can give you that courage by faith to walk and live for Him in the midst of struggle, in the midst of sufferings, because you have counted His salvation worthy. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith wins. Faith places us on the victor's side. We are to walk courageously by faith. We read this morning from Joshua chapter 1. I love that chapter. As Joshua prepares to now lead the people into that promised land, three times the Lord says, "Be strong and of a good courage." Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. I am with thee. Walk by your faith. In the first test, when you go to Jericho, just walk and you'll see me provide. Folks, God wants you and I to walk and live by faith. And we can do so courageously, that we are able to conquer and to continue on faithful in serving Him, no matter what comes our way. Let us walk and live by our faith. Shall we pray?